Alone. The word itself is foreboding. Every mortal in their pitiful existence has been terrified of it. To live alone, even to die alone, the fear of that has driven some of the fiercest warriors to the brink of madness and despair. Humans have sacrificed everything they believe in, given their bodies to a partner that they would never truly love, traded untold fortunes for the favor of another's affections. And for what? All because the very idea of not sharing their short, pathetic existence with someone sent them into a panic. But what of you? Tell me, does your feeble mind preoccupy itself with ominous thoughts of a journey in isolation? Is your very soul paralyzed with the dread at the possibility that your existence simply ends without fanfare or even mention, with no one there to waste their finite number of breaths mourning you? Even now, as your frail corporeal form sleeps, I can practically feel anxiety and panic emanating from your subconscious. My words have so stirred a primal reaction that whatever peaceful dreams were occupying your mind have been torn from you. Images of blissful times past, loved ones' faces, the recall of your mind to happier times have been torn from you so that only the sound of my voice and disparate blackness, a single, unbearable word, remains. I'm sorry to cause such gloom. Truly I am. But I only want what's best for you, dear mortal. I can't let you go on being so oblivious to what could just be around the corner. Those waves of despair at the thoughts my words have evoked may seem to be dragging you under, but they pale in comparison to the relentless current that loneliness will surely ensnare you with. In your blissful oblivion of sleep, there is always the relief of the morning that will vanquish your nightmares. In this case, however, that may not be so. You will awaken one day to find that time continues its steady march to the inevitable. Ultimately, you have to come to realize that each time you open your eyes, the hope of finding pleasure in the company of another diminishes just a little bit more. What's left for you then? Now you truly begin to understand the gravity of the situation. I can sense you struggling to resist my words, but there's no point, really. I'm not your enemy here. There's no venom, no malicious intent in this visit. Dear sweet mortal, I am here to offer you respite from such bleak and hopeless notions of what the future can hold. I can spare you the uncertainty and woe. Let me help you. You still struggle. The fear and apprehension is clawing at your existence. I assure you, even in dreams, emotions can consume you. Feed on your will until there is no fight left in you. You're confused and so, so tired. Let me save you. It's so difficult to drag yourself through such a maelstrom of overwhelming feelings. Just let go. All you have to do is say one little phrase, and I will gladly make this only a fleeting memory. Shh, shh, shh. Deep breath. Good. Now, with all of the sincerity you can muster, I need you to look into my eyes. You can do it. Be strong for just another moment. That's right. Now, with a simple yes or no, will you submit to my care? Very good, my new pet. Now, slow your breathing. Let me come to you. Feel my hand brushing yours, drawing you closer to me. What's that? No, you don't need to be frightened, darling. The heat radiating up through your arm is simply the manifestation of my gift to you. The promise that never again will you be alone. Let it spread through your body as you draw in each breath. Drink in the contact as I pull you against me fully now. The darkness and terror is no more. Only we remain. Gone is the cold solitude. I've replaced it with my warm breath on your cheek. The comfort of my supple, bare breast pressed lightly to your chest. Relish the sensation of desire now that my hands are exploring your body. You are mine, and I will show you. Only we inhabit the moment in time, flesh against flesh, and your body longing to be even closer to mine. The wanton desire that I feel from you is absolutely delicious. That's right, my needy boy. Let your hands cup my firm ass. Run up my sides. Whatever you desire. I'm truly gratified that your spirits have brightened so quickly. Easy, sweet pet. We've plenty of time. You've been through so many revelations tonight. Just relax and let me see to your needs. A gentle nibble at your earlobe. And gods, your moans are absolutely rapturous. That's it. Let your hands play in my silky hair while I just leave a trail of lust down your neck. Ooh, I felt your body shudder when my finger grazed your nipple. What a delightful reaction. I wonder what reaction I can get if I just... Was that a growl when my teeth grazed it? You are a fun one. Feels nice to have my head against your chest, doesn't it? You wanted to feel companionship and all that goes with it. And now, as I close my hand around your throbbing shaft, I too am glad that we found each other. There. Let me get my hand nice and moist for you. Isn't that better? You have such a lovely cock. It deserves to be cared for too. Those moans, pet. It's so much better than you imagined, isn't it? My small, warm hand, sliding from base to tip, sensation heightening as I softly run my thumb across the head and then back down. I can hear your heart racing. Your breathing is so ragged, but it isn't time just yet. Let me kneel here in front of you and truly. It's even more scrumptious from here. Those poor swollen balls. I can't forget about them. It just wouldn't be right. I'll just gently take them into my hand. Oh, they're so... great with need. My mouth is absolutely watering. I kiss in appreciation for what is to come, my darling. Now, let me devour you. Oh, the twitch of your cock. Each time, my tongue swirls around the tip. Absolutely divine. That's it. Use your hands in my hair. Set the pace, darling. I want to use my hand now as well. You're so close, darling. I think it's time. Now, my dear pet, let go. It's time to give your mistress her due. Gods, that was absolutely amazing. I am absolutely invigorated. You feel drained, my foolish pet, because like so many before you, a deal was offered, and you accepted without full understanding. It's quite simple, really, pet. I showed you a possible outcome in your future. What could come to pass? Naturally, your feeble brain began tripping over itself to latch onto every bad thing that might happen. I offer you comfort. A guarantee that the particular future your imagination and I had so adeptly conjured would not be yours. And you accepted, without any thought or concern, what being in my debt would entail. Don't feel bad, love. Humans far more cunning than you have made the same deal. From noble Rameses to dear delusional Napoleon, it seems no one is beyond temptation. Certainly, there's no harm in letting you know just how I've changed your life. We are irreversibly linked now, you and I. The pleasure and carnal lust in your dreams sustain me. And they will continue to do so for each of your nights to come. In return, you have a companion for the rest of your days. Every time you close your eyes in slumber, I will be there. Your pleasure and the rapture that is found in my presence will be your reward. With the day's first light, you will rise, and images of our time together will linger just beyond your conscious mind's grasp. Your days are meaningless to me, darling pet, but your nights and their pleasures are mine. Come now, be a good boy. I am keeping my word. For the rest of your measly existence, you don't have to worry about being alone. And it is certain to be different than you ever could have imagined.